Te hiku o te ika, whakarongo tonu mai.
Ai, tēnā anō koutou I whakarongo mai nā ko tērā te waiata nā te waipounamu. Ngā kai waiata ko kahurangi ngari me tino tāpu nā aku nā te mea kei konei taku kai kōrero. E noho mai nā ki Ngāti Pōneke kamu te whama whakarongo mai. I've got on the line a gentleman called Victor Goldsmith, and our subject today is all about Manuka honey. And I suppose I can say at this stage with Manuka honey, it's quite a product that's quite serious amongst a lot of people, and it's going into summer now, and this is the time that they're nearly harvesting it. Nā no reira, kia ora to you, Victor.
Kia ora, Gilly.
Yes. It's interesting having to see the honey trade is so vitally important in New Zealand. And of course, you come up with a little passage here about a hui to be held on the protection of Manuka honey. Can I let you talk about what's involved in it?
Yes, thank you, Gilly. Manuka honey is the most expensive honey in the world. We believe it's exclusively produced from Aotearoa, New Zealand. As we know, Manuka is a Māori word. We have a cultural association with Manuka based on our creation story. If you understand Tāne Mau to the separation of Ranginui and Papatūnuku, you know, ka moia Tāne Mau to ia tāwaka toro ka puta mai a Manuka. So there's a whakapapa that's attached to Manuka. And if you also understand that Tāne Mau to introduce trees, birds, insects, and humankind, that from our position as kaitiaki of our taonga, that Manuka are our tuakana from a whakapapa point of view. So when we have reports from the Australians trying to claim the word Manuka, we believe that's cultural misappropriation, because they're saying that Manuka is a common word so they can use it, and they're trying to interchange the leather spurnum or the tea tree and just say we can use Manuka and capture all the value that's currently out there in the global markets to do with Manuka honey. So that's why it's important to protect the word Manuka honey for New Zealanders, and Māori as the kaitiaki of our taonga need to be involved intimately in those conversations.
Victor, what I'm going to ask you, there's such a lot of people around the country of Aotearoa now are making this Manuka honey, and I've read and listened to a few of them saying they've got the best. You know, each area seems to promote their own Manuka honey. And in saying that, I do know the value of it. It's very, very high priced. And like you're saying, that it's across the world now, it's well known for our Manuka honey. And I'll have to say one thing too, which I had read. Manuka is used in face cream for women and other things that I've heard that are very good insofar as skins are concerned with humans. So Manuka is quite a profitable business in for our people in Aotearoa. And I know for a fact last year they had such a good price on our Manuka that I think there were parts of the area in government or people were talking about lowering the price of it. And I know in consultation with this that it was mentioned in Australia they were trying to claim it. And of course, I hear you having to try and introduce the Manuka to be confirmed that it is ours in New Zealand, and getting people on board for you to help you to establish this. And what do you think, how would you contact people that's willing to back you up on this position?
Yeah, we're currently doing national consultation and engagement with Māori around the motu.
Mm.
So we had a hui in Whangarei at Ngunguru Marae.
Yes.
And so that was we were hosted by Tai Tokoro Mire, put the tipini and the crew down there.
Mm.
Well, up there, sorry. And so a lot of kōrero came out about the Manuka honey definition and the impact that it's had on Tai Tokoro.
Yes.
Beekeepers in particular, honey producers, in terms of the value of that honey being eroded because of what they believe is a poor scientific definition.
That's what I heard. Yeah. And
yeah,
there was a lot of people around here that were walking the streets and talking about their honey and, yep, you know, in the honey industry. And it was quite sad, you know, for a little while there. And they were, they didn't know how to counteract that. And, of course, I feel, you know, you trying to do this, it'll be good for them. And I do hope the interest is in there to come aboard with you to make it work for the, you know, for the benefits of everyone that's in the Manuka honey anyway. You know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, we got, there's two things, Gilly. There's the science, which we need to, as the science improves and the technology improves, then so should the Manuka honey definition.
Yes, yes.
So we've got some issues to do with regional variances. And the government has chosen a typical approach of just standardising or nationalising the test.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And that's you know, typical of some Crown agency that sit down in Wellington and sort of run models that don't necessarily fit into what we're doing back in the regions. Because I'm from Ngāti Porou, you know, we've got our own beekeeping operation in Ngāti Porou. We're also affected by the change because they haven't taken into account regional variations. And this was part of the discussion at the Tai Tokoro Mire hui yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to sort out the definition. We need to ensure that we've got robust, independent science to improve the definition over time. And we need to make some changes to the definition in terms of the chemical markers that they've chosen. So that's one issue. The second issue is we also need to protect the term globally, because people do not know that when they're buying Manuka, that there is that it's a Māori word, that it's, you know, we have a cultural association with the word Manuka because they're just buying it. So they know it's from New Zealand. They know hopefully they know that the best stuff is from New Zealand. But we're seeing as the premiums keep on going up that other people are now putting their so-called Manuka honey products into that market. So in 2015, the Manuka Honey Appellation Society filed a certification trademark in the UK to protect the name. We were successful in 2018 with the ruling, first of all, that it was a Māori word. Secondly, that it was only Manuka honey produced from New Zealand that was going into their market. So the significance of that is that only Manuka honey from New Zealand will go into their market and no other Manuka honey will go in. So it's exclusive market access into the UK. So that's a significant ruling. If you think champagne, if you think Scotch whisky, they're protected under a similar type of regime. So you cannot produce champagne anywhere else in the world, but only from the province of Champagne in France. You know, so we want a similar protection for Manuka honey to say that it's only from New Zealand. So that's what we filed the certification trademark. If we take the pō out of the ground in 2015 and don't protect it, then we've pretty much lost our taonga in the bastardization of our word because of the fact that everyone will just be able to flood the market with their so-called Manuka products, and we've lost control of it. Mm. So that's the importance of why we're trying to protect it. We've protected it in the UK, and we've got some oppositions that we need to work through. We've also filed certification trademarks in the US, the EU, Singapore, China, and New Zealand. The recent one with China was a government-to-government response, and that's what you know, put the Aussies up in arms because they're saying to us, hey, you're trying to cut us out of the Chinese market. And we go, yes, this is exactly what we're trying to do because you cannot just interchange your jelly bush honey and all of a sudden just call it Manuka. You know, and they were saying, well, it's just a common word. We can use whatever. It's got no Macron on it, so we can use the word. So these are the sort of battles that are happening that I need to have a corridor with our people about as to what we are going to do. So on the 29th of October, Tuesday 29th of October, just next week, we will be holding a hui a kai taia at the... it's going to be held at the Tikanga Tumuana, 24 to 26 Matthews Road in Kaitaia on the 29th of October 2019 at 5 p.m. So we would encourage Māori to come along because taonga is Māori katoa around Manuka. So whānau, hapū, iwi groups, Māori landowners to come to the hui so we can talk to them specifically about how we're looking at protecting it and transferring guardianship over to Māori as we start to go through this process of protecting our taonga globally. Because if you realise also that it's our first taonga to go global, and so what structures are we going to put in place for other taonga that may go through the similar sort of process in the future?
Okay.
Yep, kia ora, Gurley.
Ai, kia ora mai anō kia koe. Ai. Me au kōrero mō tēnei rā, kia tā ua. Ai, maumihia tūna kia koe ko puta ngā kōrero mō tēnei, ngā kaupapa mō te honi, a tērā wiki, tēnā pēr ka puta atu ngā pātaitai o ngā iwi o kone, o muri whenua, kia koe, me wā rātou nei take, ne?
Ai.
Kia ora mai. Tēnā ora. Koe, Victor.
Iwa tikau mā whetū, ira tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.